As you heard in the beginning and have heard over the last couple of weeks, we, along with the wider church, meaning really the church throughout the world, is celebrating Immigration Month. And in particular today, we've asked people to bring some of their ethnic food that they might make around the holidays. That is going to be available for us after Mass. Some people have also brought pictures of some of their ancestors. And so I kind of did my own reflecting. I didn't make the ethnic food that I grew up with, but I kind of thought about a couple of them that both my great-grandparents, my parents, and my mother have made. One is a particular soup, Polish soup called czonina. And it's got a shorter English phrase. It's called duck/soup. And I leave out this part in the middle because if you would hear the word, you would say, no way would you put that in soup and no way would you eat that. So if you're very inquiring and want to know, I'll tell you after Mass what that particular piece is to the soup. The other one is a wonderful bread. It's called venechka. It's a bread that is made with raisins and nuts, but it's not just kind of your loaf-type bread. It's a bread that might be about this size and about this tall, and it's braided on the top. Both my grandmother, great-grandmother, and my mother, and even my sisters today make that. I found out through my grandparents that my great-grandparents came here from Poznan, Poland. I was fortunate enough in 1988 to take a trip to Poland with a Polish friend of mine. And one day I was walking through the city of Krakow, and there in this small little bakery on a side street, I looked up and there across the front door was the name Wozniak spelled out. And there was something about that that said to me, this is where my origin is. This is the country that my relatives immigrated from. Later in that trip, we were in Gdansk. And Gdansk was the particular place where the Solidarity Movement crushed the communist rule of Poland in 1988. So the country was very different than it had previously been. One night as we were sitting in a bar having a conversation with the bartender, I asked him, what is the difference for you today than it was just a few months ago? And he said, I can talk to you. And I said, what do you mean you can talk to me? He says, I can talk to you and say what I want to say without any fear, without any fear that you might be tricking me, that you might be getting me to say something against the government, that you might trying to entrap me. I'm free to say what I want to say. A man saying that in 1988. Mary and Jesus and Joseph also did and deal with fear. The fear was that in a dream, Joseph was told, don't go back to Herod. Herod has a plan to kill all the boys who were 2 years and younger. And Jesus would have been one of them. And so they themselves became refugees. They had to seek freedom. They had to run from fear or maybe even live in fear. They were searching and seeking for safety and security. You and I don't worry about what it is we say and who we say it to, and we don't worry about somebody's going to entrap us in what we say. But we all are seekers. We all are searchers. And what we're searching for, I believe, is what the Magi was searching for and found in the gospel. We're searching and seeking to find the presence of God in our life. We're seeking and searching to find God's presence, God's movement, God's presence, God's direction, God's guidance. Helping us to know, what is my purpose in life? What is the meaning to my life? Where is God directing me at this moment in time in my life? Helping us to find it in community, in family, in the good things that we do. To find that God's presence that lets us know that we have been given the guidance and the direction as seekers of how to live and know that God is with us. And we do not do that alone. We too have that star that goes before us. It's not an actor, an actress, it's not a sports figure. But that star that guides us are the people in our life. It's our families, it's our friendships, it's our classmates. It's this faith community to help us to know that we are guided and supported and encouraged and we are loved and that God is very real, not in a book, not in a movie, but in the presence of you and I. And in the same way, you and I are that star that guides other people. It guides them to know hope. It guides them to know promise. It helps them to be encouraged. It helps them to be supported. It is exactly, I believe, what the line in the song that we will sing in a moment, the We Three Kings, guide us to thy light. God, guide us to the light that is your light, the light that leads us, guides us as seekers. And so as we pray into the week, where is it that each of us needs God to be our guide? Where is it we need God to help us in the decision? Where is it we need God to help us in what's the meaning here? What's the purpose here? It may be, what college do I choose? What job do I seek? What might it be? And then be aware that you and I will be the presence of the star of the light of Christ in people's lives this week. Help them to know God's presence, to see it and believe it. As part of this prayer this morning, we thought it would be good for us to recognize each other and to recognize each other in this way. I'm going to invite us to stand as I read each one of these. I'm sorry, not now. I'm sorry. I said that wrong. Said it wrong. Each group. So listen to the group that you are a part of. If you have come here from another country, please stand. If you have come here from another country, please stand. If your parents were immigrants, please stand. If your parents were immigrants. If your grandparents or great-grandparents were immigrants, please stand. And if you remember or know relatives who immigrated to this country, or your ancestors were immigrants, please stand. And this is who we are, is a faith community of St. Thomas Becket, with all our heritage, and we celebrate that today. Let's stay standing for our prayers of the faithful.